perfect.
Awesome, thank you. I'm sorry we had a little bit of car trouble.
今天早上我有点车出了一点麻烦，非常抱歉，刚刚到，刚刚赶到。
So let's start with reading Luke 9.
那正好大家也在看一下，就是路加福音九章五十一到六十二。大家跟我们一起念一下，都在屏幕上打着。那这样，五十一，耶稣被接升上天的时候讲到。他们门徒雅各和约翰看见了，就说：“然后五十五，耶稣转身。”是要救人的信，说着就往别的村庄去了。他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论要往哪里去，都要跟随我。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”又对一个人说：“跟随我吧。”那人说：“主，等我回去先埋葬我的父亲。”再翻译。耶稣转身。又一个人说：“主，我要跟随你，但容我先去赐给我的家人。”耶稣说：“守住这里，向后看，不被进入神的国。”
So the key verse in this passage, or the one I want you to keep in mind, is verse 51.
这个很长的这一段经文里面，最重要的是第五十一节。
It says.As time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
是这样说的，是耶稣被接升上天的时候讲到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
So Jesus came to earth for a purpose.
上帝到这个世界上是有目的。
He had a vision.
他有一个意向。
A mission.
他有一个使命。
And a calling from God.
他有上帝对他的召唤。
To go to Jerusalem and offer himself as an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world.
去耶路撒冷作为全世界的人来为全世界的罪而赎罪。
And when the time came that for that vision to be fulfilled, Luke tells us that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
那时候到了以后，在路克这篇经文里面，路克告诉我们这个两个词，就是他定义要去。
That word resolutely means determined.
大家都知道，这个 resolute 在英文里面，在中文翻译过来就是决心
，unwavering。
unwavering 就是不变、坚持不懈的、坚持不变的。
In other words, when the time came for Jesus to fulfill his purpose, to fulfill his calling, to live out God's vision for him, he set his face towards Jerusalem with determination, and he was admirably purposeful.
这个刚才说的这个，就是当时候到来的神召唤他去耶路撒冷。到耶路撒冷去的时候，谁在他身上计划要体现、要实现的时候，耶稣面向耶路撒冷，义无反顾的、充满使命感的走向耶路撒冷。
At the beginning of the year, you know that millions of Americans make New Year's resolutions.
大家都知道，这是一个很滑稽的事情。在美国，一到那个新年的时候，新年很多人都要做新年决志。
We set goals of change.
要做一个决定，就是决心，要做这个，要做那个，要改变。
I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get some exercise. I'm going to make this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. But most of the time, these goals aren't necessarily realistic or attainable because we don't have the fortitude to put behind them.
很多时候我们并不是能够真正把这些计划安排的就是切实可行，而且有的时候我们就虎头蛇尾，慢慢的三分钟热血以后就过去了，完不成。
And vague goals beget vague resolutions.
如果要是不切合实际的、很模糊的概念和模糊的目标，那你所做的行动、所做出的结果也是模糊，也是不现实。
We need to establish genuine confidence that we can keep the resolution.
我们真正要做的是要做一个切实可行的，而且就是定义要执行，我们实现我们所做的决心和目标。
Despite the occasional slip-ups.
有的时候我们会偶尔的会疏忽，会打个盹。
This is called self-efficacy.
但是有的时候，就是自己的self-efficacy，就是自己对自己的一些失误和差错的一些对自己的原谅，好像
That's not a genuine self-confidence. Rather, it is specific conviction that you can change your behavior. It takes conviction. Conviction is the cornerstone to resolute behavior. In the book of Proverbs, specifically chapter 29 and verse 18, it says, when there is no vision, the people perish.
这个中文翻译叫放肆，但是英文里面叫perish，perish就是灭亡的意思。大家看一下，这个翻译的，我觉得跟灭亡更好。This
is a profound truth.
这是一个深奥的，非常深邃的一个道理。
Without a vision of the future to lead them and guide them, people just quit living.
如果要是没有一个清楚的概念在你的生命里做指导，那你的生命就没有意义，而且是你的生命就杂乱无章。I
have a friend, he lives in Thailand now, his name's Jeff Bell.
他有个朋友现在住在泰国，他的名字叫杰夫，叫杰夫贝尔。
He was a former associate, he actually was my boss at one point in time.
过去跟我同事曾经有一段时间，他是我的上司。And
Jeff was responsible for making giant Christmas trees.
那个杰夫，他主要的工作是做那个圣诞节的那种大大的那种装饰的，给那些大客户做的。You
know, 40-foot tree was small.
呀，40尺对他来说是个小 case.
And as a result, he made millions in the Christmas industry.
那这个他的项目。 听起来不是很大，但是真的是百万美元的那个生意。
At the age of 60, he had more than enough money to retire.
当年过60的时候，他手上有足够的钱，退休不成问题。
And right before that, I asked him. I said, "Well, if you don't," he told me, "I don't want to be known for making the largest Christmas trees in the world."
他说的，他退休之前那个帕索尔就跟他有过一个小小的这个个人之间的那个交谈。他说的，你想干什么？他说的，我想退休以后不想让人知道，就说的这个杰夫，他主要是做那个大树的。So
I asked him, "What do you want to be known for?"
他说，那你想让大家记住你。And
he really wasn't sure.
他说，要大家记住你什么呢？他说，我也不知道让大家记住什么。
He said he was sick of slavery, child slavery, and he thought maybe he should, you know, pursue and try to help with that.
He
said, "I have $5 million cash, Earl."
他说的，我有500万的现金啊，在我口袋里。
And if I wanted to, I could spend $21,000 a month for the rest of my life.
21,000, is that right?
Yeah.
21,000, 大家知道，两万多一个月，我的日子过得会挺滋润的。
So I said, "Well, it looks like you have the money and the potential to do something about this."
他说，既然有这资源，那为什么不能做点什么呢？
The problem is he didn't want to spend his money helping others.
他有一点，他就是很吝啬，他不愿意花任何钱，花一分钱去帮助别人。So
he did not create a new vision for his life.
所以既然有钱，但是他对他的生命茫然所措，不知前途如何，怎样去生活。So
at the age of 60,
在60岁的时候，
he turns to drugs.
60岁的时候，很不幸，他就是吸毒。And
pretty much heroin engulfed his life.
而且都是那种就是很强的海洛因，还有其他的一些。
And I watched his life spiral away from his adult children. You see, without vision of the future to lead us and guide us, we get wrapped up inside of ourselves, and then we fail to live up to our own potential, even in the last seasons of our lives.
如果要是没有一个清楚的意向，你对自己的清楚的认识，自己要走到哪里，我们慢慢的就因为我们作茧自残，而且慢慢的困惑其中。 而且即使在我们退休最后的一站的时候，在我们余生之中也不会做出什么事情。
We end up spending so much time and money in an effort to please ourselves that we do not move forward into the plans that God has outlined for us.
我说我们花了很多的金钱、很多的时间、很多的 resource、很多的资源、财富，只是为了让我们自己活得更好、活得更舒适一些，而且忘了神对我们所做的召唤，我们应该为神做什么。
The vision sets the tone.
臆想你的远见，把你的生命的基调确定下来。
And vision points out the direction, and vision creates the energy needed to live.
这种远见和那个长远的洞察，可以把你的生活的走向确定下来，而且给你要走这条路的能量和的动力。
The night before John F. Kennedy was assassinated, he gave a speech, and in that speech, he used Proverbs
29:18.
When there is no vision, the people will perish.
大家看到这里面英文就很好了。他说，如果要是一个民族没有远见，这个民族就要被灭亡，并不是放肆。
It was an impassioned appeal for the people of the United States to dream big, to be big, and to do things that were greater than themselves.
他的所说这个著名的讲演，就是让整个的美国民族去奋发图强，去做更大的梦，去做更大的事。去完成更大的成就。
He took the space program and it exploded.
他做了那个星空那个计划，那个探索星空的计划，大家导致了就是登月啊，还有其他的火星探查这些事情，大家都知道。
In his short presidency, Kennedy cast a vision for America that propelled us to do even greater things.
虽然他任期很短，但是他的任期产生了巨大的作用，在整个的美国的民族的产生了深远的动荡。而且让我们这个民，让这美国的民族一直往前走 ，propel， 一直在推进自己，自发投降。
Listen to these famous words from his inauguration address.
当他就是刚才说的那个，就是临终前的那个前夜，这我们要提到一下他就职时的演说，这是一个著名的演讲。
Ask not what you can do for your country.
他不要问。
I said that backwards, sorry. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Also, friend, I gave a chance to correct you.
Thank you.
他是说，那个不要问你的这个你的国家为你做什么，要问真正的要问你能为这个国家做点什么。
Columbia Chinese Baptist Church.
这个同样的原则也用在我们教会里面。让我改一下，它英文很短，意思就是一个意思。那 verse by verse 就是说的，你不要问这个教会为你做什么，要问这个教会为你做什么。有的时候英文也很简练，比你中文简练。
He didn't translate. He added to it, didn't he?
You just converted. I just like explain it.
Ask not what your woman to Cha Hui can do for you, but what you can do for your woman to Cha Hui.
We've been long enough. I already knew it's coming. Yeah. Already translated that part.
You already did that part. Thank you. Kennedy was a visionary leader. You know?
活在市场，真正做一个领袖，作为名副其实。
A person, he was a person who recognized the value of having a dream, the value of having plans, and the value of having goals, not only individually, but for us as a nation.
作为一个杰出的领袖，他知道去梦想会产生多大的动力，会产生多大的那个启动，而且不光是个人的，而且对于整个的民族，整个的一个集体，他在整个集体里面产生巨大的集体的力量。他作为一个领袖，做的是典范。
He had a vision of a brighter and an even more productive future invigorated in our country in a time when a vision of the future was absolutely sorely needed. We need a country that had vision.
他在这个国家最需要远见的时候，最需要梦想的时候，最需要那个有前景规划的时候，作为一个领袖，他把这个国家聚在一起。而且实现，而且把这种梦想输送到那个就是整个的民族里面，能够变成行动。
So let's listen to Woodrow Wilson, another president.
大家知道有个二大战的一次大战，有个叫 Wilson 的，叫 Woodrow Wilson。
And this is what he said.
他这样说的。
You are not here merely to make a living.
他说你和我在一起，在这里生活，并不是苟且偷生。
You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply.
他说的这样的，你和我在这个世界上活这么一遭，就要为世界上并变得更加丰富多彩。
With greater vision.
要有一个更大的远见。
With a finer spirit of hope.
而且更强的这个对于希望，还有那个 finer spirit of hope.
And achievement.
然后这样你才能成就更大。
And you are here to enrich the world.
这样你才能去走向去处置这个世界。
And you impoverish yourself if you forget that errand.
如果你要不让做，那你这一生也就白活，也就等于灭亡一样。
To have a vision is to have a future.
但是如果要是有个远见，就等于说有个前途，有前途。
It's being a part of something bigger than ourselves.
他说远见是所推的这个 vision 远见是远远超出我们现在此时此刻的我。
And it's to make a difference in the lives of others. And as we seek to fulfill God's plan for not only our lives, we look to seek to fulfill God's plans in our church and in the lives of those who we serve.
要我们自己眼睛不仅是关于我们自己，而且是关于我们教会，不仅是这个教会，而且是教会周遭的这些事。
So we have a vision for our church.
我们对这个教会有一个意向。
We have casted a vision earlier this year.
Yeah, 在一年前我们开始就是为这个意向花了很多的时间。
An ultimate goal.
还有最终的终极目的是。
A God-sized dream.
是神一般大的一个梦想，一个目标。
And a promise that I hope and pray we will embrace and allow to drive our lives with fervor and passion.
我们要有那个炽热的心。然后用我们的心去完成我们所建立的目标。
You know, vision for the here and now is pretty much dispassionate, unchanneled.
所以现在我们所的真正情况是，现在我们所虽然是写出了这个使命，还有这些意向，还有这个还有这个 volume， 但是现在我们并没有真正的和我们的生活连在一起。而且好多人对这个并没有太多的热情。
So vision for the future, though, will guide us to fulfilling God's plan for our lives and will lead us to impact this world for His kingdom.
所以说，我们要做的 vision 是为了上帝的天国，而且为我们这个在世界上活着的时候，我们所要做的，我们的灵命里面的。
So what is our vision?
所以我们的。
Let's look at it.
我们看一下好吧。
Our vision is that the Christian faith is the foundation for the community which is full of hope, love, and acceptance through Jesus Christ.
这个我就大家看着屏幕上，我就不翻译了。
So the passage that we read a little earlier was a passage of vision. The passage in Luke.
刚才我讲了那个关于那个一项，还有这个关于我们就是在那个做个在 Luke 刚才那段经文里面已经有一个很好的例子。
A passion of a calling
是对上帝的召唤一个热情的回应。
And a passage written to direct us and guide us in our life here on earth.
所以说这个一项的宣言就是一个对我们将来的前面走的路是写下来的一个。而且是知道我们往前走的路的，不会走偏走离。
In this section of scripture, we see the steps to catching and fulfilling a vision of for our lives and for our church life.
我们看到刚才那段经文里面是关于是我们可以用在我们教会里面。
So let me attempt to outline 4 key points from Luke 9.
所以我看一下那个路克里面这一段经文。
First is commitment.
这段经里面有几个要点。第一个要点就是定义和委身 ，commitment。
God wants us to have a vision for ministry, but it takes more than envisioning the future. We have to be committed to actually moving it forward to make that vision come true. We have to be committed to the vision and have faith that God will provide all that is needed and for this vision to come true.
我把这个简化一下啊，就是上帝愿意我们有个异象，有一个异象在我们的教会传递福音的那个施工里面。这个异象不能仅仅局限于对前景的展望，而且要有行动，要向前迈步走，而且要实现我们的计划。我们必须亲力委身，而且要有对神有信心，在我们困难的时候，在我们需要的时候，神会提供和帮助。
I mean, 51 says, at time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
大家知道，就是在那个五十一时候，他说了，就是时候到了。但是我也记不起来，时候到了，那个 Jesus 就这样被提升的时候，他就定义向耶路撒冷去了，在这个平台上打。
Jesus was one unwilling to detour or to waver from this path.He knew where he was going.
那个耶稣没有什么犹豫，也没有什么顾虑，他知道他要去哪里。
He knew what he was supposed to do.
他知道他要做什么。
And nothing, I say nothing, was going to keep him from fulfilling that vision because he was completely committed to the vision.
因为他全心的那个投入，全心的委身了，所以说没有任何事情可以阻拦他，可以让他改变他的计划。
Just like Christ, we're called to be committed to the visions that God has for our lives.
就像我们应该像基督一样的，就是当我们看到神在我们身上的召唤和意向的时候，我们应该是回应，用我们去一生去回应。
We're called to resolutely stand out and step out along the path to the fulfillment.
所以我们要神要我们就是要定义，要 resolute， 要决心，而且是不要走偏，一直要跟随我们的意向走。
When God gives us a vision，
当神给我们意向的时候
，we need to set our faces forward, unwavering, with determination to fulfill what God has called us to do。
当我们知道这个意向，我们就应当正式面对，勇往直前，毫不动摇，一直往前走。
Because without vision, the people will perish。
刚才说的，如果要是没有意向，那就这个民就会消亡。
Second is revelation.
第二点是关于启示。
Vision implies that we are actually looking ahead.
我们看到远景，那个前景，就是说要向前看。
And more important, looking outward.
是放眼未来，往。
Vision identifies the needs in the community.
我们的一项确定的就是。所要讲的就是关于我们周遭的这些社团的社区的需要。
We need to see what God wants us to be.
我要知道神要我们去到哪里。
See who God wants us to be working with.
让我们知道我们要跟什么人去做工作。
And pray for our eyes to be open to the needs of the community.
让我们祷告，让我们知道周围社区的切实的需要，切切的需要。
Someone asked you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
What are the greatest needs?In our community,
我们周遭的这些那个社区的最大的需要，最大的需要是什么
？If our church ceased to exist today, would this community miss it?
如果我们有一天，有朝一日，就是今天，如果要是我们教会真的要就解散了，这个附近的教会或者社团或者是华人的社团，会不会想念我们？
Not your needs, not my needs, not the needs of the people in this building, but the needs of the people outside of these four walls.
不是你我还有这些在教会里这些人的需要，而且是在这个四壁之外，教会四壁之外这些人的需要。
Are we so self-focused that we don't even have the courage to ask the people in the community what we can do to help them?
我们有没有这种勇气，有这种那个打破自己去问周围的社区的人？我们能为他们做些什么？
Yeah, you know what it means. It means that we need to be willing to open our eyes to the ugliness and the suffering in this community.
这个首先要做的就是我们要看周围这社区的这些罪恶、丑恶，还有这些缺陷，我们能够去工作，把它做得更好，去克服这些。
It's easier to put on the blinders or to stick our head in the sand and ignore what is going on around us in our community.
这样做很容易，像鸵鸟一样扎在那个沙子里。我们把那个眼睛蒙上，把低下头，不理不睬周围的事情。
And so we look back to Christ, and Christ knew what God's vision was for him.
然后我们回头看一下那个耶稣的时候，我们知道耶稣他心里知道上帝需要他做什么。
And when it was revealed to him, he turned his eyes towards Jerusalem and set off to fulfill that vision. We already know that God's vision for us involves and started in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是这有一篇经节说的,
Jesus didn't pray for us to be taken up to heaven with him when he returned to the Father. Instead, he prayed for our protection because he was giving us a mission, a vision in this world. Jesus was sending us out, us Christians, into the world to share the good news with the people around us, to make disciples who make disciples for the forgiveness of sins so that all may have eternal life.
这很长一段。那个在科技马医院的时候，大家如果记得话，在这个圣经里面是这样说的，他当时做了很多的祷告，但他的祷告并不是说是为了我们把我们就是当时跟随他的一些使徒们一起带到天。 而且是为了在世上这些早期的基督徒们，为他们的安全，为他们的平安祷告，为他们的 protection，就是让他们祷告的时候，他们在社会上，在这个世上活的时候呢，他们有神的护佑在身边。为什么这样呢？就是因为你要神有对他们有这样的意愿，让他们在世界上能够做他们的工，做工的时候能够推进，由于他们的见证导致其他很多人的信主，由于他们的信主，其他人的信主导致更多人更多的信主。
I don't really think anybody's hearing me. There's too many people look tired. And I know it's difficult to hear it in English and then hear it again in Chinese. This is one of the reasons why I tend to not really want to speak up here, because I believe a pastor and a teacher should be worried about whether his students are learning, not whether they are up here performing well.
但是呢，作为一个职业的教师，我知道那个。 你们来不来就是次要，你们学不学才是他最关心的。所以他的考虑，他有的时候都不是很想到这讲台上来讲。So
I thought for a minute, you know, do I just plunge through this, get through this? We've been having a stressful morning, getting stuck in a parking lot, or do I actually stop here for a second and say, you know what? I really want you to hear my heart for even if it's just 1 minute.
那个今天早晨车出了很多事情，安德和三妮在一起，这样的一起赶过来，因为他有一份心，他可以很容易就打个电话说他今天就不来了，因为车出事故，但是他就有这份心要 deliver 要把神的话传过来。如果大家能够听他一分钟，他就满足他心愿。You
know, ever since our church split,
从自从我们教会分裂以后，历来
we've been licking our wounds and focusing inward.
我们 这个教会一直都在舔自己的伤疤，一直看自己，盯着自己看来看去。
We just had almost a dozen baptisms last month.
在过去的一个月里面，我们差不多有十二个受洗。
But I look out and I don't see people excited about that.
虽然这么多人受洗，但整个教会并没有什么太高兴的样子，也没有什么反应。
I see a bunch of people who've had a long, tired week. Do you feel enthusiastic about what we're doing here? We all go through these lulls. I know in some way I don't feel very enthusiastic about what I'm doing here. And I think God intends for us to walk through this world with a vision of bringing others to Christ, but I tend to think that what happens around us is we get so focused on who we are, our own problems, that we forget about that vision and that mission.
所以有的时候我也会很累，大家都很累，但是这时候更需要神的那个神的召唤和神的意象，这样的不能光看自己教会里这点琐琐碎碎的事情，一天这些常规的这些循规蹈矩，要有一个更大更远的目标。
I mean, vision is the big picture.
我觉得能够看到前景，这是一个大的那种那个视野，不是很容易的。
And sometimes we're too absorbed in what the world is doing to us that we can't see past the hand in front of our face.
就我们看到很多事上很多事情在我们身上积累和沉淀，所以是这样的，我们困顾于里，所以说很难打破。
It seems like every time I turn around, we have another little incident happening in this church that upsets people.
每次这样的，就是总是这样的，一天两天就要出点什么事情，就是大事小事总是要出点什么事情。
Which,
这些人不高兴，那些人不高兴。
Which does nothing but upset me.
我看到这些时候没有别的感觉，就是感觉很伤心，很不高兴，很不舒服，很伤心。
Because the evil realms of the world is loving every minute of that.
如果要是这样的话，罪恶的世界会很高兴。
Because it changes our focus.
因为这样子会把我们的眼放在其他地方。
We no longer look outside of the walls for the people who are out there dying, separating from Jesus Christ. No, we look inside and we are just like, oh, poor me, or our poor church, or look at what's going on, instead of realizing that the mission is outside of these walls. And that's what I'm trying to get my, that's the point. I could stop talking right now. The point is to get out of this building, to go into this community, to help people change lives. What has Christ done for you? I'm sorry. It's kind of tough not to get on a roll, so to speak, but you get what I'm trying to say.
I get the spirit. I'm not going to work. I work. 我是很不高兴有的时候。如果要是这样的话，自从教会结束以后，让大家都是自怜、自顾，自己觉得很可怜，自己觉得这个又那个，真是这样的垂头丧气，真是让人很不高兴，让神也不高兴。如果这样的话，只是自己觉得，哎呀，可怜的我呀，可怜的教会呀，好可怜呐、啊。What are we doing here？ 真是不应该这样做。而且，如果要今天大家再这样子自己这样自怜自哀，那今天我现在此时此刻我就不再讲了，讲也没有意义了。我现在要讲的就是大家要一个突破，要冲到这个教会这个外面去，不要可怜自己这一点那点事情，要去帮助别人。这教会我们外面的人很多在罪里面，而且在困苦里面。大家有没有这个心除去一下？如果要没这个心，那我们也在这讲也没有意义。我可以在这此时此刻就可以停止了。
And so the third thing is faith.
第三个就是关于信心，第三个要素。
And once we've confirmed God's vision for our lives, we have to trust that God will empower us to meet this vision.
一旦我们知道我们的将来的那个意向是什么，我们将来的走向是什么，前景是什么。我们就要按照这个计划，我们要跟着神走，而且要相信神会给我们的力量，能够完成这些，因为是这个一项就是神给的。
This means, you know, praying for the strength to step forward into something we've never tried before.
也就是说，我们要祷告，要有这个力量，有这个能量去做前所未做的事情，前所未为的事情。
It's accepting that we are lacking.
要去知道我们自己是缺乏的，我们是短缺的。
It's not saying, well, you know, we need more training. I'm not ready to go out. Well, you know what? We will never be ready to go out because we are flawed. We are sinners. We need to just go and do.
Yeah, 我们不能总是说我们要不够，我们要去进身，我们要学习，我们要 training， 我们要训练，我们要上这个上那课，没完没了的。你要这样子，永远是不会走出去的。
I mean, that's what happens. The world continues to say we're inadequate. You know, you don't know enough about the scriptures to go teach, or I don't know enough about the needs of the community to go help. I'm not prepared. I'm not ready.
我们确实，我们每个人都是缺乏的。我们每个人都不是对圣经很懂。如果要说什么时候把圣经读懂了再去读，这辈子你就走不出去了。所以说，我们都是缺乏。你有这份热心，带着这个你这所在的知识，你走出去。
Nike said, "Just do it."
哎，知道大家知道那个就是那个运动鞋的广告，就是的，对，就是干嘛，上去干，不要管那么多。
I mean, I have almost a master's degree in education, and the one thing I've learned is the best way to teach people is to have them teach others or go out and do it immediately.
Okay, 我差不多要完成一个，就是我的那个就是那个硕士的那个学位，在教育学里面，最好的做法，最好的教育就是你教你的学生，让你学生马上去做，而且你让你的学生去教其他的人。 这样他们才能整理理会你要你所学的。
A lot of college students, this isn't a survey course.
哎，这个这个这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，这个，
Yeah, and you know what? This isn't a theory course about, well, maybe if we try to put this together and this together, then the next thing you know, we have the theory and we sit here and experiment in our heads and minds. No, this is a course of practicum. We're medical doctors. This is clinicals. This is going out into medicine. This is going out and to help people. It is not sitting around reading the Bible and going into theory. Oh, you know, Jesus said this, you know, maybe we should think about and pray about how that works in our life. No, it's about going out and doing what God said for us to do.
Can you stop?
I can stop. I'm sorry.
我试一下啊，这个课程，我看能记多少记多少。然后很怕说就是，这个都是 off script，
原来就没有
off script。 I believe it's coming from your heart.
Yes.
就是这次这样的 mood， and you want to deliver the message. It's been inside of your bottle down for a long time, I guess.
Yes.
So you, it's a chance for you to get out. So let's pay attention to it. Okay. Yeah. I think there are a lot of substance in it and very profound and. So, 他现在所说的就是在这个教会啊，这不是一个 survey class， 不是一个调查，弄来弄去来做一个理论性的这样理论那样理论，做这个实验那个实验，这不是这样的，就像那个医生一样的，医生这个不是现在是医学理论的时候，而是临床的时候，是这样的讲的哈，我那个有不足的，而且在这个时候不是的，你天天看书，天天去学这个班，做这个笔记，那个笔记，听这个听那个，你要出去做。 没有用，他说的。如果这样的话，神要我们出去做，耶稣也是一直在做。如果要是把这个教会变成个理论、一个学院或者什么样的，没意义。我这个 catch 他的 I didn't cover.
That's fine. That's fine. I went off script. I apologize. My point, though, let's return because I do have some things that I think are pertinent in this script, which will help Jeff translate. Anytime we try to fulfill God's vision for our lives, we're going to face opposition. And it hurts when you face the opposition inward of people in our church.
如果有的时候你这样做的时候，尤其是你的同工、你的内部的团体那个团队的时候，如果要产生麻烦，会对你的产生的刺激会伤害更大。
Let's look at what Jesus faced in verses
52 to 56. See,
not everybody wants to be a part of the vision that God gives them.
大家读这个也看到，不是每个人都愿意就是参与上帝这个计划。
I mean, there are many churches and even individuals who are living small lives and because they refuse or are distracted and don't want to embrace God's vision for their lives or the lives of the church and how the church can make a difference.
Yeah, many 因为他们不愿意去做，所以说这教会也就慢慢出现问题。
I mean, we can let them distract us and get us off our path if we want.
如果他们要这样的，也可以就让这样下去。
And it tends to happen easier in churches who continue to look inward.
如果要是一个教会总是看自己自苦自恋自哀的话，那这个教会就总是这样的，就打破不了，作茧自残。
And pettiness becomes a disease.
而且这种自恋自哀，自己顾虑自怜，这变成一个病毒一样，变成一个传染病。
Apathy becomes a poison.
这种就是冷漠无情，就变成一个像毒药一样。
And disdain becomes a catalyst for stopping us from chasing God-sized dreams.
就是拒人千里之外，这种感觉已经成为了一个腐蚀剂，在教会里面对内部和外部都会有产生很强的负荷。
For instance, in the verses, James and John were more concerned about taking revenge on the villagers rather than helping Jesus get to Jerusalem.
但是看到就是雅各和那个约翰，他考虑的更是其他的一些琐碎的一些事情，也很实际的事情，就是那个他原来以前有那些很多的村民和他们处得不很好，所以担心他们的报复，而偏离了神真正让耶稣走向耶稣大走到十字架，整个对将来全世界的人这个赎罪这个大的使命之间。
We need to focus on the vision.
我们应该看到这个一项。
Accomplishing what's at hand, not being distracted by the things around us.
我们要看到我们要做的大事情，不要为小的事情而一夜折磨。
I've seen lots of churches refuse to act because they felt like they didn't have enough money.
有很多教会不愿意行动，因为他们觉得他们没有钱。
We don't have enough talent.
他说我们没有才干。
We don't have enough memberships.
他说我们没有人。
You know, we need to remember that we can say we don't have enough. Dot dot dot. That is the point where God steps in and says, "You know what? I do. I have more than enough for you."
他说的，我们可以说我们缺这个缺那个，缺这个缺那个，只是安于现状，不愿意追逐我们的梦想。但这个时候，上帝会进来说的，我会有，我会提供，我能。
And some churches are afraid to grow because they don't want to change.
有很多教会，因为他们不愿意改变，因为他们怕改变。
I heard one church say that I served at. It's like we like being a small church.
很多的教会，我听着很怪的这种说法。一个教会，他说的，我就愿意做小教会，我不愿大。
I don't need to grow anymore. I'm fine the way I am.
他说我现在就挺好了，这个现状就挺好了，我不需要再发展了。
Well, and you know what happens? It means they're serving their own purpose.
所以说大家可以看到，回头一看就能看得很清楚，他就是为了自己，为教会里面这些人做的事了。
I hope everybody in this room, including myself and my wife, realize that we are a work in progress.
大家知道我们都是不是完善的，我们都是在神的手中里面，都是一个产品，都是慢慢的在完善的过程。我们不是完美的。
I heard of a church that actually literally sweated.
有，我听说一个教会就是 sweated 就是那个出事情，就是发汗肿啊，那个 sweat出水出潮了。这个听后面的故事可能是更好一点。
And they had an air conditioner that was put in the 1950s, and it wasn't sufficient, and they didn't want to replace it because they didn't want to spend the money.
有个教会，它有一个那个空调机是1950年装的，装了以后，因为教会不愿意花钱，所以说一直用着，对付着。
Deacon suggested in the church, "Hey, let's raise some money so we can replace this." But most of the people resisted.
有些那个执事就说的，哎，让我们提前预备一些钱，去筹一些款，然后慢慢把这个就是给它重新换一下。
But so these people were on fire, and they started researching, and then they discovered that years ago somebody had given them stock in Coca-Cola.
在这个我有一段时间没有换机，但是他迪肯提出这个建议以后，要教会里面很多人都很喜欢提反驳意见，一出什么事情都是 naysayers 就是习惯性的，就怎么说不行不行不行，很那个很负面的那种。这些人呢就说的，哎，不要不要不要不要，不行，那个缺这个缺那个。然后呢，在这个过程中，那个这些人就是调查这些事情，或者是在做这些事情，慢慢发现了，在早年的时候，那个有人给这个教会。就是捐献了可口可乐早年的那个上市的股票。
And so what happens? It was old stock. They dusted up and off and realized that it was worth millions.
他这个股票到今如今已经是价值百万。
So what happened?
以后出什么事情了？
Well, the power force in the church were the naysayers.
也这由于这些那个总是负面那个情绪的这些人一直的阻碍。
They didn't want to spend the money.
这 naysayers 就是要不愿花这个，不愿做这个，不愿改变。
We needed it for a rainy day would be the kind of attitude.
但是我们要留些钱，万一以后有财政亏空的时候，我们可还是需要呢。这个去都是很担心。
How much ministry do you think that church did?
啊，你想这个教会它的推进还有。他的福音施工会怎么样？如果你知道这样的花销的方法
，They were comfortably apathetic.
他们是很舒服，但是也让人很 apathetic 让人很。
I've seen churches refuse to act because, well, we don't have enough time.
他说的I'll say that again. I'm still working on apathetic.
Oh, sorry.
I'm apathetic and working on that word.
Not caring.
Yeah.
Not caring.
Yeah.所以刚才 apathetic 就是很让人就是很让人看不起，很鄙视、轻视的意思。我也没有一汉语很好的翻译，就是这样，很汉语看不起。然后呢 ，after apathetic， yeah， and after that
time。
哦，他说我们没有时间做这个事情，没有时间，没有这个什么注意力做这个事情。Sorry。
Yeah， we're gonna take this act on the road someday too. He's now you're wrong.Okay. All right. So we got to think about these things. We have to step forward in faith. I mean, that's the bottom line.
So 我要说的是，在我们往前迈步的时候，这一步跨出去要有信心，就要 leap of faith， 就一步要走出一个信心的一步。
The Apostle Paul said, "In our weakness, we are made strong."
要那个保罗，圣徒保罗说过，在我们的软弱中，神让我们显得更刚强。
So more than anything else, churches.End up being limited by their vision or their lack of vision.
有很多的时候，比那个真是那个远见和意向真是很重要。如果要是没有这样的话，教会就失去对前路怎样走的那个展望。
And if they think they can't do something, you know what? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
如果他们有的时候突然想，哎，做这个做那个，实际上是对自己的那个 self-fulfilling。就自我成全的那种就是预言，实际上好多都是你怎么说 self-prophecy 就是这样的哈，你说什么东西十有八九会成的，这个东西会环绕那个逻辑，会证明你说这一定要成的，就像那个程序里面做那种死循环一样。
So that leads us to the fourth point, which is action.
下面我要讲最后一个，就是那个第四点，就是关于行动。
Our church has a vision.
我们教会有一个宣言。
And so, as a result, it's time for us to act upon it.
所以说有宣言就要行动。
You know, let's look again at verses 57 to 62.
我们看一下57。我们走57到62就最后一步。大家跟我一起读一下，帮我一下。他们走路的时候
So as Jesus was heading toward Jerusalem, many people recognized that this was a vision from God.
在耶稣那个走向耶路撒冷的时候，很多人就知道了，这是神对他的召唤。
They were called to be a part of it, but they refused to act.
但是他虽然看到了，但是他们也是无动于衷，不愿意参与。
Lack of faith.
缺少信心。
Excuse after excuse.
借口一个借口再加一个借口。
See, when God gives us a vision.God gives us an assignment.
如果上帝给我们一个远见，也就是上帝给我们一个任务，是一样的。
He expects us to fulfill it.
如果这个任务要我们完成任务。
So we have commitment, revelation, faith, and action.
So 我们有四点，四点刚才说的四点是，第一个是 commitment, and faith, conviction, revolution, and action. 还有行为。是尾声 还有启示、信心和行动。
So one day Jesus and his disciples were walking through a field, and Jesus used this as a teaching opportunity.
当耶稣走过这个田野的时候，像那个经节里面走过田野的时候，他看到这个循循善诱是一个诱导学生的好机会。
And you know, when you walk in a field, your progress depends on where you put your eyes.
如果你要走到田野的时候，真是怎样走，取决于你眼放在哪里。
A lot of us walk through a field with our eyes pointing down towards the ground so we don't stumble or step on a snake.
很多人在走路的时候低头看路，因为怕走偏或者走斜，或者是有踩到毒蛇一类的东西。
We worry about what might trip us up or what might make us fall.
我担心我会绊倒，会摔倒。
And we miss out on the beautiful sky and the birds in the heavens.
我没有看到天上的云卷云舒，鸟来鸟去。
I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the saying that they're so focused on heaven, they are no more earthly good.
So, 有这样一种说法在英语里面，就说的，如果你是，如果 you're so focused on heaven, is that right?
Right.
Yeah. 如果你要是定眼，总是看着神，天天这个看着这天上的事情，天上的有点那个，有点那异想天开的时候，你在世上也不会行得怎么样。
But that's not how Jesus wants us to walk through life. He told his disciples to open their eyes, see the field, see the harvest all around them, and follow him as he led them into and through this field.
他在走过这条路上，他带着他的门徒，他带着门徒让他们看到周围的美丽的景色，而且看到周围丰收的庄稼，这样的跟他走过去。
So you see, if you walk through a field with your eyes focused only on the ground or focused only on the heavens, you won't really make any progress.
如果你要是只是低头看路，低头行路，或者是仰面朝天，这样的你不会走过这个田野，是很顺利的走过这个田野。
So, I heard a pastor once say, "What is your purpose in life?"
我听过一个牧者，他被问是这样问的，他说的，你此生的目的是什么?
And he was asking another pastor.
他问另一个牧师。
And the pastor, without a hesitation, didn't blink an eye, and he says, to go to heaven and take as many people as I can with me.
就第二个牧师他这样说的，他说的，我去上天堂，而且是在一路上走过去的时候，我能带多少人带多少人，一点犹豫都没有就回答。
See, there are many stories that I could tell you about people who are chasing goals and people who are not doing what God says, but the difference between someone being on fire for God and someone who's just warming the seats on a Sunday morning is this vision.
就是这个意象，就是改变一个人的他的态度和他的想法。有我能看到很大的区别。有的人呢，真是为神的那个事工而且大发热心去做；有的人只是星期天的早晨到这来为教会的椅子暖暖椅子，用屁股暖暖椅子。
So the difference between a thriving church and a dying church is vision. And remember, without vision, we perish. Without vision, this church, Columbia Chinese Baptist Church, will perish.
那个一个兴旺的教会和一个挣扎的教会之间的区别就在于是不是有一个真正的意向，而且能够真正的行出来。
So let me close. I want to give you an assignment.
按照这个同样的问题，我们可以问一下我们这个 Chinese 中国就是我们的教会，我们是一个挣扎的教会，还是一个兴旺教会，还是怎样用在我们的教会里面
？I'm on the last page. Sometime this week, break out your Bible, get out a pen and a piece of paper, and sit before God for a time of prayer and study.
在这一周，我让大家在结束的时候，我让大家为我做一件事情，就是大家把那个这一周找个时间，把那个圣经再拿一张纸，再拿一个笔，想想上帝对于你有什么要求，有什么召唤。
Now a lot of you are doing this, but I have a special request.
同时为教会的一项也这样的，我知道好多人都为教会在替祷告，也在做这些。但是我还是要你挤一点时间来做一下这件事情 ，a special request.
In this specific time, I want you to ask Christ to open your eyes and give you a vision for what you can do for Him this week, and this month, and hope and pray this year.
你求上帝打开你的眼，看到神让你在这一周、这一个月，如果要是更好的话，在这一年，神要你做什么
？Next, I know that we've placed the vision statement in the bulletin or in a way that you can have it in writing. I would love for you to put this in a prominent place this week.And to do your best to read it each and every day. And then after a bit of time, reflect on what part you may be called to play in the role of fulfilling this vision.
下面我要请大家再把教会这个那个宣言一项宣言带回家，如果没有的话可以请那个药剂，把这个放在你家里面一个很妥善的地方，这样呢每一天你可以看一下，看的时候你默想一下，想一想神在怎样召唤你参与教会的意向这个事工里面，你是怎样，神是怎样让你参与，怎样给你的启示。
And then once you've done this, I'm hoping and praying you'll take a few minutes to carve out another small block of time and ask Christ to open your eyes to give you what vision you see for yourself in the church.What should, and also what should we be doing as a church specifically for him this week?For him this month, and for him this up and coming new year.
同样的是一样的事情。一旦你做了个人的，就是这样的反身自省、自省，再挤出一点时间。我要求大家再挤出一点时间，求神开你的眼，去看这个教会，看这个教会怎样在神的大的使命里面，我们教会应该怎样做？我们教会在下一个月、下一周、下一个月，更好的在下一个新年里面。我们教会怎样去做，把它写下来。
And as you do this, remember that vision is about people outside of these four walls. It's not about what God is going to do in you. It's about what God is going to do through you.
第二个要求就是在你想的时候要想着我们不是内部的这些我们这些教友，要考虑外面这些社团的人、社区的人，这样子不是让上帝。要在你里面做什么，而是要想着上帝通过你要做什么。
And this is the point where you can actually give input to one another. I'm hoping that you will write these down. We're going to provide some way for you to drop them in a box or hand them off to someone. Then we will type them up, organize them, and we will publish them to the church, either as an insert in the bulletin, so that we have...some ideas of where we should go in attempting to fulfill the vision that God has given us.
有的我们车通话这样做也是一个互相交流那个沟通那个平台，好多时候我们没有这样的机会，这样的互相之间知道一下你的在座的左右前后他们在怎么想，和你想是不是一样，或者有其他的一些启发。下一周的时候你写好了以后，我会安排收集到一个盒子里，或者是一个人去收集这些，把这些收在一起，然后把它整理开，整理以后呢，打印出来，或者是 email 给大家，或者是在这个早晨这个 bulletin 里面，这个程序表里面放在里面，把这个信息反馈回给大家，我会这样做的。
So vision is the key to ministry.
在事工里面很重要，为那个一项远见，还有对前面的高瞻远瞩。
And we must have a vision if we are to do what God wants us to do and if we are to be what God wants us to be. Amen.
Yeah, 我们要做神所要做的事情，让我们成为神所要成为的。